Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, July 31st. And we, first of all, welcome to August as we have a trade to kick in the month and kick in the festivities here as we get rolling in trade deadline season. A couple have already been happening. And the Minnesota Twins have acquired Dean Kramer from the Baltimore Orioles for prospect Jomnardo Reyes, a 18-year-old, I believe, who I was just recently promoted to A-ball. Dean Kramer is going to help the Twins. He is about a year, and I believe he has another year of team control, so he will be for the Twins for a decent period of time. But a back-end rotation piece, probably not terribly relevant to most fantasy managers, but nevertheless, Kramer has been moved. Shane McClanahan hits a 15-day IL. It is another injury for the oft-injured ace, but nevertheless, he goes under. Isn't expected to miss too much time. They were saying, Kevin Cash was saying, likely two, maybe three turns in the rotation, so probably back late August, knock on wood. Wilson Contreras was hit in the head in the third inning by a stray hit by pitch. He had left the game. No further word on the severity if it's got to go under concussion, 7-day IL or anything like that. J.P. Crawford does hit the 10-day IL with left wrist inflammation, and thus he missed yesterday's game. Brenton Doyle and Corey Seager have been activated, and that's pretty much the big headline news. Not a lot of big rehab starts and recovery updates. So we now move on to our notable performances, and my hitter of the day here is going to be Max Clark, the rookie for the Detroit Tigers. Max Clark, in a month that is going to be very transitional for the Tigers, certainly. Clark goes 3-for-4 with a pair of doubles and a walk and a very nice debut. Now, it was amidst a game against the Athletics in which the Tigers scored 13 runs, 11 of which came in the final two innings. Nevertheless, Max Clark does a really solid job, showed a decent bit of pop contact skills, so something at least a little taste, hopefully, for the future for Tigers fans. Yadier Diaz goes 4-for-5 with a home run and a very nice outing for what's just, you know, not much to say there. Just a great outing for him. Doing better over the last few weeks and months. Jeremy Pena goes 3-for-5 with a double and a hit by pitch to raise his on-base percentage. Matt Olson goes 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. Michael Harris joins him with the 2-for-4 home run day. Francisco Lindor, 2-for-3, home run and a walk for the eternally underrated shortstop. Junior Caminero had one hit, but it was a 453-foot bomb, and they were scared of him as well. Two walks for Caminero. Munetaka Murakami goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Trey Turner, been a little better recently, 3-for-4 with a home run for the leadoff man for the Phillies. Pete Alonso goes 2-for-3 with a home run against the for the Baltimore Orioles. Jake Mangum goes 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk. Jake Bowers, 2-for-4 home run and a walk himself. Good day for the Jakes. Fernando Tatis Jr. goes 1-for-3 with a double, two walks, and a stolen base. Zidane Rafaela goes 3-for-5 home run and a stolen base as the Sergeant Red Sox continue to be an excellent team. And Shohei Ohtani goes 2-for-5 with a double and a home run in what was otherwise a fairly limp day for the Dodger bats. And finally, Luke Kuechel goes 2-for-3 with a double and a walk as the Twins beat the Seattle Mariners. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all these hitters. Yeah, fairly short hitter section today. Was a very pitcher-dominant day, and to show you who did the best work out on the mound yesterday, you'll have to wait just a moment as I will give you the recap of the starters, my reliever report, and the preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We move on now to the starting pitching recap, where I go over the most notable performances from yesterday's starts on the mound. And my pitcher of the day is going to be Will Warren, who had a really nice start for the Yankees against the Cubs. 6 2/3, no earned runs, 4 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts on just 88 pitches. Could have probably gone longer, but gets 10 whiffs and 34 CSW percent on that. A lot of called strikes, a decent amount of whiffs. It's his first double-digit whiff outing in quite some time. APLV grade. Quite notable because Warren throws a heavy amount of sinkers, and stuff model for PLV is not overly favorable towards sinkers, even if this was a relatively good one. This is really nice for Will Warren. The Yankees rotation has obviously been excellent, but they're going to need some steady rocks in the rotation during the next few months, as you know, everything can go haywire. And this is a great outing. This is a great outing against a really good offense, and it's very encouraging signs for Will Warren. Foster Griffin goes 5 1/3, 6 earned runs, 9 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks, 78 pitches, 7 whips, 22 CSW percent. This was just a bad outing for Griffin, and that's obvious, but no whiffs on breaking or off-speed pitches. Now, he throws a very heavy fastball. You know, he has a bunch of different pitches he mixes in there, but no whiffs on any of the breaking or off-speed stuff really sums up his day of just not being able to get the Braves to chase his stuff. Jansen Junk for the Marlins goes 5 innings, no earned runs, 1 unearned run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks, 79 pitches, just 2 whiffs for Junk, which really symbolizes how strange this is because he has a B-plus PLV grade. The pitch modeling likes him. The whiffs are not translating, and this actually ended up being a good start, but it's just another example of how he feels like he needs a tweak to really get going. Dylan Cease goes 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, 7 Ks, 96 pitches. Got 18 whiffs for Dylan Cease, 31 CSW percent, but his locations yesterday were abysmal. That's partially told from the walk rate, but really like erratic from Cease. And furthermore, his fastball velocity was down a little over a tick and a half. So that's about the second start he's done that. Now, Cease obviously has an excellent year, but if I'm a Cease manager, I'm thinking maybe I sell here in maybe one of your deadlines and get a nice return, because I'm a little skeptical about Cease going down the stretch. Just fastball velocity dipping a little bit, the locations. Don't want to assume too much, but injuries you always want to be aware of. Andrew Painter goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks on 82 pitches, 9 whiffs, but 35 CSW percent for Andrew Painter, B-minus PLV. This is by far the best Andrew Painter has looked as a Philly, in my opinion. The stuff grade was not amazing, but solid. The locations seemed okay. I was totally ready to throw Andrew Painter completely under the bus and under the water. Seems like he has resurfaced at least a little bit. So maybe a start look worth keeping an eye on. I'm not going to say necessarily stream him even in deeper leagues. It feels like that's a very touch and go thing. But nevertheless, a little encouraging signs from Andrew Painter. Shane Drouhan goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, 86 pitches, gets 13 whiffs on 35 CSW percent for the Milwaukee pitcher. Really nice outing there. Paul Skeens, 4 innings, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 4 walks, 7 Ks, 100 pitches. It is another example of Skeens having a confounding year, just not being able to get people out, just not being able to have that really solid outing. Some of the metrics like him still, but he's just struggling. He's struggling. I think it's very clear to say that. The fastball velocity and the lack of an impact on the four-seamer has kind of made his arsenal struggle a lot more. He obviously benefits a ton from tunneling his pitches around his four-seamer, and he's mixed in a sinker, he's mixed in some other stuff, but it just seems like it's, maybe some of the skeptics about his fastball shape coming up in the majors were correct, because as he ticks down a little bit in velocity, has just not been the same. Maybe that's fixable. Maybe that's real cause for concern in the future. Either way, Skeens, rough outing here. And Shota Imanaga is the last pitcher I'll talk about. 6 2/3, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 home runs. No walk, but the 2 of the home runs were the hits. No walks, 6 strikeouts for Imanaga. And those walks are really important, because the home runs are something that's just kind of going to happen with Imanaga, but if he's able to keep runners off the base pass when they happen, you'll be a happy owner. 19 whiffs, 31 CSW percent, and with that start, Imanaga, 1.53 ERA in the month of July. So after a couple really rough months earlier, able to do a really nice job. and probably is worth a spot in your fantasy rotations yet again. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen if you want to hear more about all these pitchers, and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. And we move on to the reliever report, where I give you everyone who saved it and who blew it. David Bednar picks up his 23rd save of the year for the New York Yankees. Tyler Wells, his fourth of the year for the Baltimore Orioles. Louis Varland, his 24th of the year, of course, for the Toronto Blue Jays. Brandon Garcia picks up his third save of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Pete Fairbanks, his 16th for the 16th of the year for the Miami Marlins. That's still weird to me. Elisir Hernandez, a pitcher I didn't know existed, picks up his first save of the year for the Atlanta Braves. Jordan Romano, his 9th save of the year for the Rockies, kind of being decent lately. German Marquez picks up a save technically, which is really funny. It was not even like a piggyback start. It was they had an opener and then a follower, and then German Marquez ended up throwing 5 innings starting in the 5th. Weird game. Yoenis Gomez picks up his 14th save of the year for the Twins. And now we move on to who blew it, and it is Orion Kerkering. Not quite as bad as throwing the ball away, but 2 outs to get 2 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, hit by pitch, 2 strikeouts, did not have the command, was hit, knocked around a little bit, and the Phillies would end up losing 6-4. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on the bullpen situations around the league as we now look forward to today's slate of games. It is a full slate of games here on this Saturday. The Cardinals at the Blue Jays, a game I want to highlight. It's Quinn Matthews' MLB debut for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he will be dueling Kevin Gausman. The Pirates at the Reds is Braxton Ashcraft versus Andrew Abbott. The Phillies is going to, or Phillies at Orioles, rather, is going to be Christopher Sanchez versus Shane Boz. But my game of the day is going to be a really fun one. It's the Red Sox at the Dodgers, Peyton Tolley versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto in what should be a high-profile duel. That's going to be the game of the day, and that's going to be the First Pitch Podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps to support the Pitcherlist staff. And my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows Podcast and my great co-host, Eric Hendrickson, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Finally, before signing off, there was not a First Pitch Podcast yesterday, and that is because I was taking care of my cat, who we sadly had to put down yesterday at 14 years of age. Very sad for me, and thankfully everyone was very supportive about it. But just wanted to say at the very tail end of the podcast, go pet your cats for me and your pets, your rabbits, your dogs, your snakes, your what have you. Take care of your little critters and appreciate the time you have. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.